Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the third Sunday of Easter, 2018.
Well, I want to welcome you all here tonight again, especially any guests, any visitors that are here with us. Really happy that you are here together with us tonight to spend this time in worship of the Lord. A few months ago, maybe probably more than a few months ago now, I, in a totally different Sunday homily, I shared with you an experience I had. I had gone downtown to a care facility to pray with and anoint one of our parishioners who was near death. After I had finished praying, I had a little bit of time to kill before I went off to another meeting, not back here at the parish, but elsewhere. So I popped into a Starbucks that was right nearby, and I was in my collar, and that's where I bumped into this guy who was much older than I was, but very quickly kind of latched onto me and in a few minutes kind of shared the whole of his story. And he grew up Catholic. Across the street, his friend growing up is now a priest in the Archdiocese. He himself went to high school at Loyola, but he let me know very clearly that he's not practicing the faith anymore, left it years ago. And the reason, you might remember the story, was because when he looks out at the world and he sees all of the suffering, sees all of the things that people go through, he could not reconcile the reality of suffering to the message of the faith. And in that, his end decision was, which he shared with me, "Father, I know what's going on, is he, God, he's just up there laughing at us." And it's such a sad thing. I mean, that's where he landed on the struggle with suffering. And the struggle hits every one of us. We all know that. Every one of us wrestles with what this man wrestles with. And the apostles themselves, the reality of the Lord's suffering was just like dropping a bomb on them, which is why the two disciples that the gospel begins with tonight, they left Jerusalem just completely having given up all hope. They could not reconcile how could what he suffered and the awful death he endured, how could that in any way fit into God's plan? And they're not alone. Every single one of the disciples had that same struggle. So when the Lord appears to them, one of the things that he constantly does is, and we hear it tonight, is he reminds them and he teaches them, look, this is not something that just got kind of shoved into God's plan unexpectedly, but rather the Father was using what I suffered to bring about your very salvation. And to make sure that they really know that it's him, over and over again, he shows them his hands, his side, his wounds, to let them know, look, it really is me. And the suffering that I endured, it is such a deep part of the Father's plan for how he would reconcile the world to himself, such a deep part of his plan that even though I am risen from the dead, the wounds are still here. Like, they are never going away. They are never going away because this is how deep a part of his loving plan for salvation is. So, but nevertheless, still, we struggle with trying to figure all of this out. And I think probably that over the centuries, probably the reality of suffering is the single greatest thing that has caused people to walk away from God. I mean, the number of people that I've met who have given up faith because they themselves have been so deeply shaken by the reality of suffering, either what they've endured or a loved one has gone through, they can't make sense of it, and so they just walk away. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for any one of you. Yes, The reality of suffering, there is an incredibly deep and hard mystery here. And that's true. And that's not going to go away. But tonight, flowing out of the gospel and some other scriptures, I want to share with you four things that you need to know are true about suffering. Four things that you need to know, and tonight we need to pray that the Lord will plant them deep in our heart, not just in the head, but let them into our heart, in order that holding on to these four things, we will not be so utterly shaken in the midst of struggles and sufferings and pain and the crosses that we bear, that we would walk away from the Lord. So these are the four things that I want to give to you. And I'm sharing them with you in hopes that they will be an anchor for your heart. Because every single one of us suffers in life. There's not a single person, innocent or guilty, not a single person who does not suffer. So the first truth that we need to know about suffering is this. It was not part of God's original plan for the world. When you go back into the story of creation and you look at the days in Genesis as it unfolds creation, there's not a single day in the book of Genesis where it says, "And on such and such a day, God created suffering, pain, death, sickness." You won't find it because he didn't create it. It doesn't come from him. The book of Wisdom says right in the beginning in chapter 1, God did not create death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. It doesn't come from him. Now, why is this important for you to know and hold on to? Well, one reason is because every one of us, when we come face to face with suffering, so often we cry out to God and we say, "This can't possibly be the way that you planned it." Like our hearts know instinctively that this could not have been his plan from the beginning. And I want to confirm what your heart knows, that is absolutely true. This is not what God had in mind for us. Rather, Scripture tells us very clearly that suffering, death, pain, all of that, every form of suffering, entered the world with sin. It came into the world with sin. So that's the first truth. It does not come from God. It was not part of his original plan. But here's the second truth. Now that it is here, and it will be here as long as there is sin, now that it is here, he will use it in his plan, and he will not allow suffering to have the final say. And this is really good news. Suffering is here, but the Lord says, "All right, I didn't plan for this, and I did not want this for any of you, but it's here, and it will be here until sin is completely dealt with. But you know what? I refuse to allow sin and suffering and Satan to have the final word." So he works it in this beautiful, awesome, mysterious way, so that he can bend suffering to achieve a far greater purpose than we could ever imagine. The greatest proof of that is the cross and what happened on Good Friday. That he uses the sufferings of his Son, freely entered into out of love for every one of us, the Father uses that to bring about our reconciliation with him. And that's what he wants to do in each of our lives. So he refuses to let suffering have the final word. Here's the third truth. He is with you in your sufferings. So often in our hearts, when we're going through great painful difficulties, we cry out to the Lord and we say, "Where are you in this? Why have you abandoned me?" Because that's what it feels like. I mean, clearly, what we feel in the midst of suffering screams out to us, "You are alone and God is not with you." But the truth is that he is with us, and he has never abandoned us in suffering. He is with us. And again, I think the greatest proof of that is the cross. When we cry out to the Lord and we say to him, "Where are you in this? Like, look at all of your children suffering around the world. Like, what are you doing about this? Where are you? And his response is, I'm here. I'm with you in it in a way that you'll never fully be able to appreciate. Like, we will never fully appreciate the depth of human suffering that he entered into for us. But he is in it. And he is in it in the deepest, darkest places. So he has not abandoned us. He is with us in our suffering. And the fourth truth that we need to know about suffering is this. Because he chooses to use suffering now to accomplish his plan, and because he is with us in it, the fourth truth is that he wants and he will use what you suffer to achieve some of the most amazing and glorious and great things in your life that you could ever, ever imagine. And that is absolutely true. He wants to use what you suffer to accomplish things in you that you could never accomplish on your own. I've shared with you just my own experience from my conversion back in July of 1991 up until now. When I look at the times when in my spiritual life and in my relationship with the Lord, when I look at the times when the most significant growth has happened for me in my spiritual life, every single one of those moments has always occurred exactly in times of the greatest difficulty and struggle. And that is not a coincidence. The times of greatest spiritual growth accompany the times of the greatest struggle. Why is that? Because it's in our struggles, when we are utterly powerless, often when we hit rock bottom, that God finds the most room in our life to work and act. St. Paul experienced that. He tells us about it in his second letter to the Corinthians. He was given some thorn in the flesh. And he says, three times I begged the Lord to remove it. And he tells us what the Lord said to him. The Lord said, no, I will not remove this. Because, Paul, I need you to learn this truth, that my grace is sufficient for you. And it is in your weakness that my power is made perfect. And Paul learned that lesson. Paul learned this lesson that the weaker he is, the stronger God's grace can be in him. Less of Paul, more of the Lord. And Paul learned that lesson so deeply and profoundly that he goes on to tell us in the verses that follow. He said, therefore, I rejoice in my sufferings because when I am weak, it is then that I am strong. So the Lord wants to use what you suffer, what you go through, in order to accomplish in you things that are so great and so glorious. Now, all of this, everything I've told you about these truths of suffering, all of this can happen and play out in our life only because of how Jesus has redeemed suffering by his death and resurrection. If he were still dead in the tomb, none of what I told you could be true. There would be no way of redeeming suffering, using it for a greater good, if he were still dead. But he is not. And because of that, because he lives, your suffering is able to be utterly recast and used in some glorious way by the Lord. That does not make it easy when you're going through it. It does not make it always light and sweet. But when you know there's a greater purpose that's being accomplished, it gives you power and strength to endure. And he wants that for you. I want to pray right now, just before we move into the rest of the Mass and go deeper in prayer. I want to pray right now for those of you tonight that are here with the heaviest of burdens. I mean, those of you that really are in the midst of suffering and struggles now, that the Lord will take these four truths and really root them deep in your heart. Father, we pray for your sons and daughters tonight who are struggling in the deepest ways with suffering. Lord, for those who are near or in despair, for those who've been tempted to give up because of the great burden of what they suffer, Father, I pray that tonight you would pour out your love and your strength into their hearts and let them know that you are with them in all that they suffer, and that their struggles and their suffering is not in vain. Father, help them to know that you are accomplishing in them a far greater purpose than they could ever imagine. Father, strengthen them. Give them deep hope and faith and trust in you. And may whatever they suffer, Lord, not separate them from you, but draw them deeper and deeper into your heart of love. Father, we pray for all of us here tonight that wherever we face the cross and bear the cross in our own life, that you would use it to draw us closer to you and to accomplish in us great and glorious things. Father, hear this prayer. We make it with confidence and trust through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.